What up, K-State Nation? This is another edition, special edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, this was not the plan for recording on Christmas Day, but here we are recording early in the morning before I get going with this Christmas Day special. Hope everyone, K-State Nation, here in Manhattan, K-State, wherever you live, sporting that purple, have a wonderful Merry Christmas today. Happy holidays, and probably not going to record New Year's, because I will plan on being on Kansas City. So from all of us, the Pro Project Podcast, with co-host Alex A, of course, out there in California, San Diego, California, that is, Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and I'm recording this on Christmas Day. And this was not supposed to be the plan, but might as well get this going and knocked out before my busy day gets going. But wanted to come on here real quick and keep things on the football side. Of course, the K-State football team down there in Orlando, Florida. Avery Johnson leading the charge there on that. And yes, I hope, again, I'm not going to keep any promises due to an up and down fall semester recording on this particular podcast. But I'm hopeful to record something ahead of this football game. And of course, me and Alex will, this coming Thursday, and this is, I believe this is after the game, we'll do a full breakdown, post-reaction, following K-State's bowl game, the Pop-Tarts Bowl in Orlando, Florida, against the NC State Wolfpack. I haven't had much time to look at NC State. I'm probably going to start today at some point, later on this evening, here as we get going. But staying on that track there, as the Wildcats enjoy their Merry Christmas down there in Orlando, Florida, 7 Wildcats earn all academic district honors there. This was last week. 7 were honored for their work in the classroom, as the group was named Academic All-District Performers by College Communicators. The CSC offensive lineman, of course, who else, who's been top of the headlines as far as postseason awards go? Cooper Beebe, and then quarterback Will Howard. I'll back to him in a minute. Ooh, linebacker Austin Moore, defensive end Brandon Mott, tight end Ben Sinnott, defensive end Cody Stufflebean, and place kicker Chris Tennant each pick up the honor. BB Moore, Mott, and Sinnott were each honored for the second time in their K-State career. Each honoree was selected based on having a cumulative 3.5 GPA or higher. Excuse me, man. Trying to get the burps out here early in the morning. Like I said, early in the morning, folks. Academic All-District honorees are now considered for advancement for the CSC. Academic All-American Ballot. The 2023 Academic All-District football team selected by College Sports Communicators. That's what that means. CSC recognized the nation's top student athletes for their combined performances on the field and in the classroom. The CSC Academic All-American program separately recognizes football honorees in 4 divisions: the NCAA Division I, NCAA Division II, NCAA Division III, and the NAIA. Academic All-District honorees advanced to the CSC Academic All-America ballot. That's too many A's right now. First, second, and third team Academic All-America honorees will be announced later on. Well, next month, when we hit, Lord willing, 2024. That is exactly January 23rd, 2024. Again, Kansas State Wildcats. K-State, by the way, look at this. They're still ranked 25th in the country. They're going to be taking on 18. So this is a top 25 matchup here. So a little bit, that snuck up on the radar a little bit when I had to double take a look at this. I'm like, so this is not too bad. And of course, you know, the ball apparently tried to get Notre Dame back down there. It didn't happen there, or either that or Notre Dame backed out of it. It was probably that and then some there as well. But I'm gonna digress on that. There, your K-State Wildcats, Chris Kleiman, Avery Johnson Company, 25th in the country, will take on the 18th ranked NC State Wolfpack Thursday, this Thursday coming up, as we're recording this on a Monday, because it's Christmas, right? So Christmas Day, folks, today on Monday, K-State plays on Thursday, held at Camping World Stadium in Orlando, Florida. Game Central Time, 4:45, Central Time, 5:45, Orlando time there. And I believe this game is going to be on, yep, ESPN there as well. So absolutely congratulations. Go out. And half of these either go hit, went to another school, graduating, or headed to the NFL. Goober BB, Ben Sennett. Ben Sennett already declared for the draft. Let's just do a recap real quick. Those of you been kind of been out of loop or been with spending with time with family and friends for the holiday season. BB and recognized a lot, K-State Nation, a ton for the postseason awards. As I mentioned, he'll be playing his final game on Thursday. Will Howard transfers over to USC. Some people aren't happy about that. Some are. But you choose which camp you're on that one. Brennan Mott is coming back. Yeah, it was Brennan Mott. Yeah, Brennan Mott and Austin Moore announced that they come back. I know Austin Moore recently said that as well. Ben Sennett declared for the NFL draft. Really cool. Stuffle Bean hit the training portal as well. And Chris Tennant, the kicker, the controversial batter kicker for K-State. But he did do something very good, importantly, there as well. So that's where we're looking at there for K-State-wise there as well here. As NFL, let's see here if I can switch the screen over here. It's going to have a few games on Christmas Day. This feels like Thanksgiving, if you will here, because Thanksgiving usually has three games, right? So this, I think last year Christmas had one game for the NFL side. And I don't usually do it. Sometime here, I'm just going to go ahead and run it down. And obviously, for you to care about, this podcast episode will go up this morning. And then, yeah, so you guys enjoy family, friends, and maybe a little football as well as the Chiefs host the Raiders. That kicks off Christmas Day football on the NFL side. Chiefs 9-5, Raiders coming in there at 6-8. And I walked out side before hitting the record button on this podcast. Rain, snow mix, and it's not really sticky right now. It rained, of course, majority of the day here in Manhattan yesterday. So I wonder how that's going to be over in Kansas City here in another, 4 or 5 hours from now. Chiefs 9-5 looking for their 10th win of the year. And these two teams just met recently as well. The middle game there, Giants, Eagles. Philadelphia Eagles taking on New York Giants. That is the middle game there on Fox there. Eagles backsliding a little bit. They're losing the last couple of games there. Of course, they lost at the gun to Seattle on Monday night. The Giants 5-9 with their backup quarterback there as well. And of course, primetime ABC and ESPN Plus will have this game as well. Not ESPN. ESPN's going to have, I think, bowl games, if I'm not mistaken. But the 49ers and Ravens, that is going to be a heck of a matchup tonight. A pair of 11-3 teams there. Lamar Jackson, Ravens taking on Brock Purdy, Iowa State grad. Yeah, I have to say on this K-State podcast, I apologize about that. But 11-3 with these teams, so pretty good slate of games. Yeah, so I believe it's the first time in a long time, or really, actually not a long time, first time in a minute, the NFL did three games on Christmas. This is usually a Thanksgiving day, which usually you get your three games, right? So, yeah. Three games on Christmas Day today. So, definitely, I'm not saying you can go watch it, but I'm pretty sure most of our listeners from the Purple Project podcast are Chiefs fans. And that includes my co-host, Alex Aiden. So, that is the first game up. Chiefs and Raiders go down at noon Central Time at Arrowhead. I'm going to switch over real quick again. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State Christmas special. Eddie Greer recognizing 7 of our student athletes there for their work in the classroom throughout the fall semester, of course, led by Cooper BB and company there as they get ready for the Pop-Tarts Bowl down there in Orlando, Florida, against 18th-ranked NC State there. And for the Big 12, and we're going to end it with this here. I'm going to back up because I almost said it. Almost said it begins today, but it began a couple of days ago. with Texas Tech beating California in the Radiance Technology Independence Bowl 34-14. UCF lost to Georgia Tech 30-17 back on Friday. And then it resumes with Big 12 tomorrow. KU taking on UNLV. KU's 8-4. UNLV's 9-4 there. Then we move over to Wednesday's games there. West Virginia. Ooh, West Virginia. 8-4. How'd that happen? They're going to be taking on North Carolina in the Duke's Mayo's Bowl. 20th ranked Oklahoma State in the nightcap there. A&M. And we know where Colin Klein is going. Former K-State OC. Now with A&M. Of course, he probably is not going to be doing much of that. I think he's going to be just looking around, just hanging out as well. You missed out on the Colin Klein news. That is in the Pro Project feed. Wherever you get your podcast, we are free and available. We are happy to be a part of the family, K-State family of podcasts. Freema, Power Cat Podcast, Aggieville, Alley Cats. Yeah, Bosco Boys. That's the one I was wanting to say. That's one of the more popular ones here in Manhattan. So definitely check that out. Purple Project Podcast is right there associated with those. So definitely make sure your Christmas holidays, you add the Pro Project Podcast. If you have not already, wherever you get your podcasts, we are free and available there. Get ready to sneak that one in there. And of course, Thursday, we kick off the Thursday with the Pop-Tarts Bowl Top 25 matchup. And then you have a Top 15 following that. Oklahoma taking on Arizona in the Alamo Bowl there. Friday, Iowa State taking on Memphis in the Liberty Bowl. Iowa State 7-5, Memphis 9-3. And then you got the big game with the Big 12, the College Football Playoff next Monday. So you got Christmas Day today, and you have New Year's. I will not be recording on New Year's. So I already said that. So that's probably most likely be a 90% fact right there. We'll be in Kansas City, but Texas, Washington in the second College Football semifinal there. And so tackle in the All-State Sugar Bowl in New Orleans, Louisiana. So there is that as well. So there you go, folks. K-State Nation, all the Big 12. Some of the Big 12 teams have already played. We're 1-1 so far as bowls. If anybody cares about that, I don't think they will. So we'll see what happens. But K-State Athletics, Merry Christmas out there, Purple Project Podcast Nation. This has been another edition. I'm going to wrap this up right now here. Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. I might go ahead and post some of the volleyball content. I've been meaning to get around that. Haven't had a chance to do that at all yet, but be out on the lookout for that. I'll probably post one of those volleyball episodes late tonight, so definitely be out on the lookout for that. So there you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap things up for another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Again, happy holidays, Merry Christmas from Alex A., my co-host, Eddie Greer, here in Manhattan, K-State, the Pro Project Podcast. Looking forward to another solid week of K-State Athletics. Until then, Merry Christmas. Go Cats!